Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. Don't forget, too, to subscribe and like and comment and leave your wonderful reviews of this dynamic and entertaining podcast, which is essentially just a rehash of everything we did on the show today. All right, here's what we got. Pretty funny story from Annie, and she found some poop on her front door. War of the Roses, the summer of love continues on. And me and a small group of dads are taking, I think, 21 kids camping this weekend, most of them boys. So what could go wrong? So while Annie and Kennedy are off to Turks and Caicos on Saturday, me and my son are hopping in the car and we're driving to the Catskills.
Way more fun.
We're going to be right there, right near Woodstock, New York at this campground. And we're going to do the tubing and the zip line, like all of it. But look, we've been camping for a very long time, from tents when Barrett was in a pack and play to a huge RV to a little, like we've done it all over the years. But I have never gone on a trip like this before because it is, I think, 7 or 8 dads and I think like 21 kids.
Oh, it's a lot of dudes.
Right.
So, yeah, here's my statement. Like with all those men, who's going to be standing around the fire going, what, you want me to make the fire? No, I'll make the fire. You're not using the log cabin? I'll do the teepee.
Kennedy, you would love this group of guys because there is somebody in charge that has made like a grid of what food you're responsible for, what time your arrival is.
Love it.
Where you go. I mean, it is very well.
Who builds the fire is not on there, I bet.
That is because I was the last one to join in this group. Uh-huh. I am responsible for fire. I have to purchase all of the firewood.
I love the Excel spreadsheet.
No, it is.
Yes. Carson Fire. You're like,
that's
okay,
exactly right. This person's going to Whole Foods for this. This one's going to this store for that.
Yes. There's no way you're not getting judgment for building that fire, though. There's no way.
Hey, I'm good with a fire. I do the TP method.
I used to go camping with just one person, and he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, back up.
It's going
to
be 6 dudes in New Balances just standing over your shoulder.
But what's going to be different for me going camping is with a big group of kids like this. I've never done. We're all going to be like on the same little swath of ground. With all of the tents.
Yeah, and getting 21 people to go ziplining at the same time, easy.
Right.
I think a fair question is, what is the age range of the kids that you'll be?
Oh, very young. All of the kids are like Barrett's age. They're all within that probably 4 to 9, 10, or 11 years old. And they're all lax bros, too.
Okay, they're not too smelly yet, though.
Yeah, but a lot of lax bros. There's going to be a lot of lax bros there. That's, you know.
I thoughts and prayers, Carson.
It's Kennedy's nightmare.
Tease and peace.
really is.
Tease and peace,
Aside
Kennedy.
From the Excel spreadsheet, I don't want anything
you
to do
You are living
that.
Her nightmare.
All right. 617-931-1234. So we want your, like, how it went horribly wrong, who ended up in the ER, who broke something, what happened, did you just completely leave in the middle of the night because of something that happened? Thankfully, the weather looks good. I'm going to start first with Chucky. What do you have, Chucky, for a camping horror story?
I was on the younger side, before 15 years old, I went to a camp called Camp Triumph behind Bentley College in Waltham.
Right.
We went on a little field trip, and in the camp counselor's car, there was 3 kids in the back, 2 adults in the front. He decided to blow a red light because nobody was coming every which way, and wound up getting into a car accident. And I don't know if anybody remembers this, but the seats used to have like metal plates in the seats. Okay. My left knee went into the plate and literally almost shattered my kneecap.
What does that have to do with camping, Chucky? We're talking about camping. This is a car accident.
He was on his way to camp.
It was a camping horror story.
It's camp adjacent.
That's such a stretch, Chucky. Such a stretch. We love you, though. Have a great day.
You too.
Lisa's from Norton. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right. What's your horror story from camping with a large group of people?
So it was actually the group next door to us. So when I was little, we always used to go camping up in New Hampshire. And a skunk decided to make its route throughout the campground. And we all sat very still so we didn't scare it. Well, next door, they scattered because they were completely drunk. And they're running around. I think one of them ended up getting sprayed, but one guy tripped over a log. And it wasn't until the next morning that we woke up to screaming that he realized that he had broken his leg. But he had been so drunk the night before, he never realized he broke his leg.
Wow. That booze was good.
Some good dad IPAs.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Oh, great.
I love that a skunk will make people run faster than like a coyote.
Right. And I love that you knew to stand still.
Yeah, the more you know. Don't mess with the skunk.
Nice. Thanks for calling in, Lisa. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Kennedy, you and I, we could exchange some photos if you like and some videos. You from Turks and Caicos on the beach with Annie and
Pina coladas. Carson's still trying to do the fire after 16 hours.
Pro tip, best kindling you'll ever have, Doritos.
Yes. Oh, I know. I'm taking the guitar too, Kennedy.
No. Why would you do that?
Cabana boy, smash guitar.
I am learning Old Town Road and I'm going to play it around the campfire for the kids.
Why? Sure. And then when one of them gets it and breaks it, you're going to cry. So don't do that.
Yes, producer Dan.
We have Eddie from Lowell on line one.
Lowell. Good morning, Eddie. You have a disaster story from camping?
Yeah, this is Eddie from Lowell. How you doing?
Hey, Eddie. Lowell. What's up?
So about 40 years ago, I went camping, and like some all my buddies and their girlfriends were up in the campground and put up their tents. And me and the girl, we had to work until about 9 o'clock, and it was raining on the way up. So we said, let's just get a hotel room. We'll go up to the campground the next day. Well, that night, they had like 2 inches of rain. So we went there, and we had our white shorts and white shirts on. And we show up at the campground, the whole thing was flooded. Everybody was covered with mud. All the tents were kind of washed away a little bit.
Right.
And so we show up with the white shirts and shorts, and everybody's covered with mud on their shirts. And we looked at them, we said, uh-oh. We were thrown in the mud.
Turned around and left.
Went back to the hotel.
Bye.
Yeah, we get thrown in the mud, and we just partied all weekend.
Eddie, who goes camping in all white?
Yeah. First problem.
It was a lovely summer day. What do you want?
He's like going to the Hamptons. He's like, white party.
It wasn't after Labor Day.
White claw party. Can you get it right?
Ooh, ain't no laws or you're drinking claws, baby.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson and Kennedy's World of Roses.
One of my friends came across him on Facebook, which is really weird because he doesn't have a Facebook profile, you know. I tried to get him to join a couple times, and he said he just wasn't interested. My friend said she saw a picture of him, but it was a different name. And she swears to God it's him, and he's just using a different name. So I don't really know, but you know what? The other weekend, we went out, we were having a nice dinner, and some girl came up to him and started talking to him for like 5 or 10 minutes. You know, the girl kept, and then she kept calling him Jim, and his name's Pete. So then when I asked him what that was all about, he said it's just some girl that he knows. You know, she thinks his name is Jim, and he just didn't correct her. But I don't know. I just think it's weird.
So you understand how War of the Roses works, right, Laura? Kennedy is going to pose as Shelley. She's going to call from his cell phone provider, offer up a dozen red roses, and let's see who he sends them to. Again, we'll keep you on the line, but you have to be very quiet, okay? Shelley?
Mm. What's that?
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Pete?
Hey, is this Stacy?
No, my name is Shelley. I'm actually calling from. Are you expecting a call?
Yeah. What's up, Jill? What's up?
Oh, okay. Well, we're calling from the customer service department. We wanted to thank you for being a valued customer, and we wanted to send you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll deliver anywhere in the continental United States free of charge. How does that sound today?
Wow, that's cool.
All right, I just need some info from the card, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to send them to? What's the name?
Heather.
Okay. And what would you like to say on the card? What would the message be?
Just put love, Jim.
Isn't your name Pete?
Yeah, Jim's okay. Nickname.
I just wanted to make sure my notes were correct. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's just what my nickname okay. That I use.
Okay. Pete, why would you do this to me?
What?
What the hell is going on?
Pete,
what is going on?
Pete, Jim, Pete. This is Carson and Kennedy with Mix 104.1. And you're on War of the Roses. And so, we're kind of curious why you just signed a card, Love, Jim.
To Heather.
To another woman.
I didn't mean to.
Okay, well, why did you send it under Jim and not Pete? Who is Jim?
I really don't feel comfortable talking about this, you know, with strangers on the radio. I want to talk to my wife.
Okay, the floor is yours, brother. Go ahead.
I just want to come home and talk to you about this, okay? I love you, baby.
I don't want you to come home. You sent flowers to another woman.
It was a mistake. Okay, it was just I did one time. Let's just talk about this.
Tell you what, Pete, we're going to let you go. We want to talk to Laura for just a second, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I don't know why you're thinking.
You all right, girl?
No. I don't know what to think. This happened when we were first married. I'd leave him in a second, but we've been married 11 years. We have three kids. I just can't end it.
Well, you think you can call him and talk to him and try and sort some of this stuff out? Maybe a little, do a little bit of investigation yourself on Facebook for Jim?
I'm going to have to. I don't know what else I can do.
I'm sorry that the news wasn't better, but I don't know what to say. The whole two-name thing is...
Open now.
Yeah, that whole two-name thing has got me kind of thrown for a loop.
All right, well, go and call him. See what you can find out. But listen, okay. Just don't stay in a relationship if you don't think it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have nothing against Pete or Jim, but I don't want you to get walked over either.
Mm-hmm.
Well. All right, well, stay strong, girl. We wish you luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
Hon.
All right, bye,
Laura.
Oh, jeez.
Seriously? Pete, Jim, what?
Oh, my God.
What in the hell?
This guy is living a double life, I think.
Or something. And, like, so it just seems to me to be so blatant. Somebody comes up to him in the bar and says, hey, Jim, and he continues the conversation. You know what I mean?
Right.
At least have an alibi. Have an excuse, brother.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A lot of times when I meet somebody and they find out what I do for a living, one of the questions they always ask is, how do you pick what you're going to talk about every day? If you're doing a show 4 or 5 hours a day, every day, 5 days a week. And sometimes it's just delivered to your doorstep.
Pretty much.
Which is what happened to Annie yesterday. What was delivered to your doorstep?
So I got home yesterday and I was checking to see if I had any Amazon packages because I ordered a couple things for our trip.
Fact.
And we have two doors at my house. The door that we use is technically our front door because the address is on the other side, whatever. So that's where all the packages go. So I go out and there's a little plastic bag, like a CVS bag or something like that. So I was like, oh, maybe I lent someone clothes or earrings or whatever and they just dropped it off. And it wasn't clothes. It wasn't any goodies. It was. It looked like someone's dog poop.
And it was right at your front doorstep?
Right on my front doorstep.
Like not off to the side that maybe they dropped it on the way of their walk?
No, right in front of my door.
So purposely placed?
Right next to the welcome mat. Like, have some respect. At least put it in the plant.
And you don't have a dog.
Nope.
So nobody could have like picked it up in your yard and said, hey, clean up your poop.
Or in their yard and pushed it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Was there a note?
No.
So it was just a random bag of poop?
Do you have any enemies?
I don't think so. I think I'm a pretty likable person.
Well, the entire North Shore, but other than that.
Yeah, but that's fine. They're not going to drive down a squad to do that.
No, you got the G-Pass. You're good.
You got the G-Pass.
I run the North Shore. No, it's a mess.
First person I thought of course, was intern Alexis. And I'm like, well, maybe she did that because she's missing me. And like, we just have like a bond, you know?
Yeah,
that's the
intern
way
Alexis,
speak.
Somebody shipped her a cow chip, though, in the mail.
I mean, yeah, I feel like she would have had to mail it because she's off at school.
Right. Yeah, we need to have a show meeting. People keep assaulting members of the show with
poop. I know.
And I'm worried about y'all. What is going on?
That is a weird, weird flex.
And you can always knock on my door. I'll throw it out for you. You know what I mean?
If,
there's barrels.
So is it tied up in a knot like dog owners do when they're going to throw it away?
Yeah, like the two handles were tied.
Huh.
That is so weird.
I see this all the time, and it mm-hmm. happens because of my house is on a corner.
Yeah,
somebody takes the dog, they walk it, and they will drop the bag.
Who does that
all the time?
Rude
right?
people.
Yeah, and they
wait. They go so far as to pick up the poop.
Yes,
but then they drop the bag just on the ground.
And well, they'll drop it next to my garbage can. Like, there's a,
and you can't use someone else's garbage can.
Oh, people do it all the time in the city. Yeah, at least in my neighborhood, they do it all the time. I find dog poop bags in my trash all the time, just because maybe the barrel was out or they see
it. Oh my gosh, I will carry it past 12 barrels. I would never do that.
Yeah, no, that's not the way they do it.
So do you think someone was just walking down the street with their dog and didn't want to carry it anymore and just Kareem skyhooked it onto your door?
I mean, maybe, but I just don't understand why you would put it next to somebody's door. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to go so far as to walk through a gate to get up to, like, my steps.
They had to walk through a gate?
Yeah.
Annie, this was purposeful.
You got a lot of enemies.
Yeah,
let me ask you
something.
This.
Yes.
Is it could be a joke between one of Tom and Lori's friends?
I don't think so.
Did you ask your mom and dad if they knew about it?
No.
Huh. All right.
I mean, I guess I could ask my mom and dad if they have any enemies, because, like, they're more likely culprits than me.
That's what I was thinking. You know, or practical jokes that they might play on their friends, and they were just getting them back at them.
I would be shocked if Lori Dow didn't have an enemy.
Right?
She needs an arch nemesis.
Yeah, but you don't mess with her.
No.
I mean, God only knows what's coming for that person. Now I'm scared.
All right. Annie Dow found a bag of poop on her
good morning, everybody.
Hi, welcome to my home. There's pineapples and poop. Take a step on in.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.